Well, it is February the 8th, my friends. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and we are ready for another week. Another week. Listen, another topic, an agenda for this week, yes. And we're going to be sharing, well, we're going to be sharing about radical evil in this sense. The church burnings, the pastor ritually murdered, the rise of the ancient hate, the consensus that is developing all over the world. We can feel it in the air. You can see it in the actions. You can see it in the writings. There is, under the crust of society right now, there's a great, broad hatred of God, of Christ, and everything connected to God and the living Christ. Listen, today is February the 8th. Listen, we're Monday night, 6 p.m., 1 hour with you right now. I trust it'll be providential. I trust that that God will be speaking to lives, that there will be an interaction. And listen, I want you to know that we care about you, and we want to be able to respond to everybody, too. Sometimes we can't get to all the responses that have come in, but we're grateful for the, well, the news. I have one email here from someone out of Canada, and I will tell you this much about this email that I got. It is one that tells me that an individual that had sought the New Age movement and yoga and Buddhism and all kinds of other things that they looked for and looked for and looked for, but they began to listen and they began to hear. Now they say they've turned back to Christ and they have found the peace. And listen, it's all about that right now. We're living in an age of unprecedented supernatural ramping up. We're living in an age of spirits that are guiding in, well, guiding writings and guiding speeches and seeking to influence politics and military. And we are in for the most catastrophic events in human history. We're also in for the broadest deception masquerade that has ever occurred ever in human history. Now, let me read you something. I'm reading out of a book called God at War, The Bible and Spiritual Conflict by Gregory A. Boyd, page 23. Quote, historian Philip Friedman provides the following eyewitness account of what happened to a young Jewish girl living in Warsaw ghetto during the Nazi occupation. Cecilia was a little girl, the daughter of a physician. During an action, one of the Germans became aware of her beautiful, diamond-like, dark eyes. I could make two rings out of them, he said, one for myself and one for my wife. His colleague is holding the girl. Let's see whether they are really so beautiful, and better yet, let's examine them in our hands. Among the buddies' exuberant, giddy breakouts, one of the wittiest proposals to take the eyes out. A choisy laughter of the soldier pack. The screaming penetrates our brains, pierces our heart. The laughter hurts like the edge of a knife plunged into our body. The screaming and the laughter are growing, mingling, and soaring to heaven. O God, whom will you hear first? What happens next is the fainting child is lying on the floor. Instead of eyes, two bloody wounds are staring. The mother, driven mad, is held by the women. This time they left Cecilia to her mother. At one of the next actions, little Cecilia was taken away. It was, of course, necessary to annihilate the blind child. Now, Gregory Boyd, in his book God at War, talks about radical evil. He mentions radical evil in the eyewitness account of Nazi soldiers that would, in front of the mother, cut out the eyes of a little girl and leave her on the ground, and then eventually go back and get her to annihilate her to cover up the evidence. Well, these are the kinds of things we're going to talk about in the series that we are doing this week. And they're not going to be completely, they're not going to be pleasant at all. We're talking about the rise of an ancient hate. We're talking about the fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, where the nations and the peoples are conspiring, and the Hebrew would suggest rage. There's a rage in the end of days, a critical mass of thinking and of feeling. Well, you can feel it in the air. You can obviously feel it in the air there at the Warsaw Ghetto, where the mom and others were held at bay by Nazi soldiers who teased and laughed and then cut the eyes out of a little girl and left her on the ground, only to come back and slaughter her and get rid of her body, thus hiding the evidence. What would be in the heart, in the mentality, in the mind of an individual that would do that? Let's think about Pastor out in Oklahoma, Daniels. A 61-year-old Pastor Carol Daniels, her body was found, inside the Christ Holy Sanctified Church. And she's brutally murdered in such a way, and then her body is left in ritualistic fashion in a pose. Law enforcement comes in and warns the other pastors of the area that more of this may go on. Listen, what we're talking about this week is the rise of an ancient hate. We're talking about Psalm chapter 2, which is a 3,000-year-old prophecy about even what the world in critical mass in their thinking and in their feeling. And let me tell you something right now, it's building. It is absolutely building towards that point of, we could talk about, and we're going to talk about in this Monday night session, churches burning, occult crime, and the coming chaos and blood anarchy. Now, that's what we're going to jump into on Monday night. I hope you're ready for this, and I hope that, listen, hearing about radical evil, knowing that more of it is coming, will grip your heart in such a way that you will do something about it. That you will do something about it in this day, in this age. Listen, there are a lot of those things that are occurring out there that nobody is discussing. I will even mention on Friday night at 6 p.m. satanic crimes and what they're not telling you and what you should know. And we'll deal with that on Friday night. Now, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., survivetothrive.net. Listen, an ancient and real hate is burning. And I'm going to go into some of the Luciferian literature and quotes and materials. They declare their day. Wednesday night at 6 p.m. again, we're going to deal with how and why Satanists are infiltrating structures in society, churches. Now, I have just posted, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, top right-hand side, the February 1st issue of the newsletter. In that first issue, now I had somebody send this to me out of Texas, and I appreciate the heads up on this article. It simply states, Russian satanic cult foiled in attempt to infiltrate the police. The police. Now, if you go to the newsletter that has that and the articles about the burnings and so forth, if you read about the rise of Satanism in Russia, listen, Russia is deeply familiar with dark occultism all the way back to Rasputin and more. But listen to one of the quotes within the article concerning the satanic cult within Russia. Here's what it says, quote, Russia takes the threat of Satanist groups which mushroomed after the collapse of the Soviet Union extremely serious. In 2008, Interior Ministry experts announced, and listen, they announced that Satanism was a greater threat to the country's national security than Islamic radicals. That's a major, major statement concerning the national security of Russia is more threatened by satanic groups than Islamic radicalism. So, more of that if you want to go to the shatterthedarkness.net site and top right-hand corner, click on the February issue of the newsletter. Also, don't forget, now listen, please don't forget, go to that website and there's hundreds of MP3s, and if you're a new believer, if you're wanting to look at other, topics, there's a course that is designed for believers that you can get a hold of there, Confronting the Powers, and much more. So take a look and see some of the newest stuff. One of the new things that we're going to be working on, we have a number of series going on Psy Warriors, on Homo Satanus, the Antichrist, but one is called ESP or HSP, dealing with Holy Spirit perception and discernment in these days. And all of those MP3s and all the information is going to be free. So, and we should have had posted yesterday, but probably tonight, be uploaded the newest one that deals with the concept of the collective voices of the advanced beings. And I'll tell you where that comes from in the podcast and let you know more about that. But tonight, we want to focus on the rise of an ancient hate. I'm going to tell you again, as you see the violence, as you see the sense of chaos and disintegration, as you see the incremental approach, you also see the surprising, horrific things that are going on. And one of those things is the church burnings that have just gone on in the last 6 weeks. The last 6 weeks. Now, I'm amazed that I barely caught this the other day on a regular news channel. And when I saw this, I thought, why haven't I heard about this? I'm hearing about it 6 weeks later. It all begins in January 2010, when church after church after church... Well, let me read you a little story here. This again comes from the DallasNews.com. East Texas on Edge Over Church Fires by Diane Jennings. Now listen to this, what they say. Quote again, church members watched in horror as Grace Community Church in Athens went up in flames a few weeks ago. Their horror turned to dismay when some frightened firefighters hurriedly left the late night blaze before it was extinguished. Our people were like, what's going on here? Said Brian Brandt, a pastor at the church. It was because they got another call. Another church was burning 3 to 5 miles away. The other church was Lake Athens Baptist Church. The two were set ablaze within hours of each other. The fires are among at least 6 that may be connected. Well, let me tell you right now, it's a total of 8 churches that went up in flames. And I watched the other day as the ATF and others are involved. Here's what it says. There's some similarities with them, and there's some differences, said Tom Clowney, public information officer for the ATF. The fires have been set East Texas on edge. Now, it goes over church after church after church, and I'm, again, absolutely amazed at the lack of information out there in Texas. So all those in Texas right now, and if you want to send us some emails, or if you're from one of those churches or know about this, send me a note. Let me know about some local news concerning those churches. In Texas, United States of America, 8 churches have been burned to the ground in about a 6-week period. And no one knows if more is going to happen. They haven't caught anybody as of today, as far as I've checked. And that's part of what I'm saying concerning the rise of an ancient hate. Now, a few years ago, there was a string of churches burned down south. At first, they wanted to blame it all on racism, because some of those churches were black churches. They found out later that it was some young Satanists that were involved, but they didn't give the details about, the motivations and everything else. Now, being involved in occult crimes and satanic crimes, we had here in our area a church, a Presbyterian church building, that had been desecrated, and $30,000 worth of damage. And again, on the inside, which they wouldn't tell the public, you know, too much about, the inside, you know, inverted crosses, pentagrams, anything and everything that would desecrate a local church building. Again, this is part of, and you can read, now maybe there'll be some Satanists that will balk at this and say, we would never do this, but there are websites, there are, you know, groups that we know of, there are those locally here that have gotten caught right in the sanctuary as they were doing a ritual with a burned, bloody, urinated on Bible. And they got caught. And it occurs. I will talk about, occult crime later on this week. But I'm going to tell you what a book called Crime Warps mentions in early 1990s. That the 90s would be a decade of growing satanic crimes. I have seen the slides, hundreds of slides, at the police academy, at special events and trainings that I was pulled in on to look at these horrific crime scenes, and you would not believe. I mean, this is the real stuff. It's not the movies. And human beings were tortured and stabbed, and a pentagram was carved into one of the guy's chests, and all kinds of things occurred. But I want to say, beyond the dabblers that mark up and put, you know, anarchy signs and upside down crosses, beyond that, there is really an approach, or to believers across the nation, more and more, there clearly is antagonism. There's more than a cultural war. We don't need to call it a cultural war. The cultural war here in the United States is nothing more than the manifestation of a spiritual war going on behind the scenes. We're going to talk about at least five direct issues tonight concerning that war. And it relates to what occurred with the Nazis and the story I told in the beginning out of the book God at War by Gregory Boyd. If you're brand new tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We're glad to be with you. And listen, if you go to the site, you can find out all about our background and everything, all that you need there. You can email us at ShatterXmail, SBCGlobal.net. I apologize that we are hundreds and hundreds of emails behind. And again, we're trying to catch up. And we have some phone numbers to return to, I see today. And we will try to do that. If you go to the website, there's devotional materials. Again, so many free things that you can get a hold of. But don't forget the conferences. The one in Michigan is now being nailed down more and more. And you can see the information about the Red Fox Inn and where it's going to be held at the Tailwind Sawyer Trade Conference Hall. Again, there's contact information on the website, the costs, and they're bringing me up there to do, as they're titling this, Biblical Revelation for These Times. Look at the details there. This is March the 27th. It'll be, boy, just about 6-7 weeks away. The second conference is in St. Louis. That will be April the 9th and the 10th. And that includes Tony Kell, Dr. Gregory Reed, Dr. Mary Jo Schneller, myself, Lynn Marzulli, and you can see the information there. There's a PDF flyer and how to contact that individual to register for that St. Louis conference. It's called A Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. Now, the third one coming up is Nashville, called Last Days, The Last Days. And again, Russ Dizdar, Lynn Marzulli, Mike Bennett, Guy Malone, Tom Bionic, Joe Jordan, Chris White, and Chris Pinto also has been added. And please take a look at www.last-days.net, and you can find out. And again, these are conferences that will bring a well, a concentrated impact of the very things we talk about here four times a week. And if you're listening, you know, constantly and you want to come, listen, being at a conference, and I've gone to many, many conferences purposely, at least 20 of them through the 90s, to learn, to listen to specialists and get as much information, be impacted, learn what to do, and meet others. What an incredible time at many of these conferences, and I love being at them and meeting everybody, so I hope that you'll come. Another one's coming in August with Pastor Butch Paul, and then there's one that somebody is beginning to set up, and I can only mention that it will be in California, and they're just now working on it, so that's all I can say until they get everything down. I want to say thank you again for listening. Thank you for emailing in. I'm trying to get to 20 and sometimes 30 of these emails a day. Sometimes people ask me to call them back. And listen, it's just a matter of time. That's the big issue, and want to get to you. If we don't get to you, it's not because we don't care. It is the issues of time. What an incredible Super Bowl yesterday. Yes, it's all over, and all of that's going to be done, and everything moves on. I know. The real battle is not a game. It does involve the rise of an ancient hate. When you think about New Orleans and you think about what occurred with Katrina and all that occurred there, or what's happening in Haiti right now, we realize that earthquakes and horrific hurricanes and storms can bring damage. We hear today at a plant that is being built, some kind of explosion went off and killed five and injured 12 others. People are looking into what occurred there. And yet we think about eight churches. And in Texas, literally thousands upon thousands of believers should be praying and bringing aid and helping those whose churches have been burnt to the ground. And obviously, there's a hunt for those who have done it. Why they've targeted? Now, listen. It wasn't a synagogue. Could you imagine if it was a mosque that had been blown up or burnt to the ground? But these are eight churches in one state, and obviously, there's something to do with this concept. Now, we've done discussions on the shooter that walked in and shot members of a church in Texas, a Baptist church. We've talked about the one individual that walked in that had a hoodie on and shot the pastor of the local church. We've talked about the young man that was angry and went to this mission agency, Youth with a Mission, and shot some of the people there. Listen, there's this kind of violent actions. And I'm going to mention again the rise of an ancient hate. We're going to see that it's going to have a critical mass. The attitudes will be changed, not just by, shifting to the spirits of the New Age, embracing the spirit of Antichrist on a larger measure will bring antagonism and eventually a concentrated attitude against believers in Christ, against Christians across the board. And I'm going to tell you that right now, predicted in the book of Revelation is not only the coming attempt at the annihilation of Israel, which fails, but there will be sometime within the tribulation period an edict, a declaration, whatever it may be, to seek to annihilate believers worldwide. A worldwide persecution. Now we're talking about death and the elimination of those who hold to the testimony of Jesus, cling to the Word of God. And let's ask the question, why? I mean, back in 1933, and from that point on, there was an ascended master that guided Alice Bailey, an occult writer, that spoke about this and the possible need of a cleansing of anybody that stood in the way of this burst, this spiritual evolution, this breaking in of Luciferic presence in politics, military, in society. I'm telling you again, and if you're a believer in Christ, you understand more and more and more about spiritual warfare in your personal life. How about spiritual warfare in the life of the church? Did not Jesus say, I will build my church and the gates of hell, or Hades, will not prevail, will not withstand the church? Think about Jesus himself and the antagonism. Let's ask the questions. What did he do wrong? What crime did he commit? What sin did he do that such hatred? They wanted to throw him off a cliff. They wanted to beat him, and they did. They wanted to whip him to the point of a bloody mess, and they did. They wanted to nail him to a cross and kill him and murder him, and they did. They, as the scripture says, do you remember the scripture at all? You could read back in Psalm 38 where it says this: many are those who are my vigorous enemies. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. How about Psalm 69? Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. What about in the Gospel of John? Jesus Christ, listen now. He says these words, but this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason. They hated me without reason. I'm going to tell you right now that I think that there's a great, growing, broad, ancient hate speaking, guiding, getting strongholds. Even the rituals that are being done in masses, in mass ways, releasing spirits over the culture towards the politicians and assigned, bring with them. Listen, I've never done an exorcism where a demon manifests where there wasn't this echoing of an ancient hate. There's never been a kind demon. Never been a repenting demon. Never been a sorrowful demon. Every demonic spirit that is manifested in individuals, men, women, teenagers, didn't make any difference, under the authority of the living Christ, when they were outed, forced to manifest, and literally speak through the mouth of the possessed individual. I have heard blasphemies against God and Christ and the church. I have heard the railings of those entities that hate the cross, the blood of Christ, and hate with a purity, a sense of total, absolute, unrelenting hatred. Not only of humanity, but specifically of believers in Christ and the demons. I'm talking about entities that are millennia old, that have mind, will, and emotion, whose natures are changed eternally, who have joined the insurrection against God. And it's not just God's over there, we're over here. It is a passionate hatred with the desire to eliminate God and to attack anything that is of God, manifests God's presence, names the name of Christ. Don't be surprised when a demon-possessed individual spews hatred towards you if you're a real believer in Christ. Don't be surprised that there may be lurking in your community individuals that exhibit, through satanic black metal music and their despite against Christ, their desire to slaughter believers. Somebody told me once about a bumper sticker. A bumper sticker. You know what it said? Listen up. Got to take a drink of coffee on this one, please. A bumper sticker. And it simply says, too many Christians, not enough lions. Too many Christians, not enough lions. Sometimes I wonder whether the Georgia Guidestones that speak about a reduction of the population of the earth from over 6 billion down to 500 manageable 500 million people. If the spirits that guided older occult writers didn't make it clear enough, and if we've not heard the railings of a cleansing, of a need to get rid of. You see, I have dealt for 25 years listening to created subpersonalities that can speak ancient languages, that are demonized, that are luciferic, that have been created for one purpose, to bring in a new order, a luciferic order, to help bring in the Antichrist, to be there and placed everywhere in society. Now, I've written about this massively in a 600 and some page book called The Black Awakening. And I'm going to mention to you tonight five particular areas that are evidencing the rise of this ancient hate. And I'm going to tell you right now, as we see the rise of it, it will come on bolder and faster. There's going to be episodes. But what's to come, this bloodbath, this anarchy, this chaos that will collapse, literally collapse nations, including in the collapsing of the nations for the sake of making room for a new world order, is the agenda to eliminate resistors, to eliminate the competition. Those targeted, believers in Christ. Those targeted, anyone that would stand opposed to a new world order. Those targeted, churches. I've got to tell you tonight what I've heard again and again and again for almost 25 years from highly trained, demonized sub-personalities. I'm talking about altered personalities created in individuals from old bloodlined, the old bloodline, transgenerational, covens. Well, I'm telling you right now, they didn't just infiltrate the Nazis and develop the Nazi ideology and produce the soldiers and what they have done. That story I read earlier from Gregory Boyd's book, God at War, is one in literally millions. How can one human being take a shovel and shovel dead bodies into masterminded large ovens to burn them and cook them away, to seek to disintegrate millions of bodies with the goal of eliminating an entire race of people? If you do not understand the spiritual conflict behind the rise of globalism, the sense of antagonism in laws, I think you're going to find this deeply embedded in activist gay homosexual community. I think you're going to find this deeply embedded in Islamic, not only teaching, sermons in the mosques here in America, England, across Europe, let alone Arabic countries. The incredible hatred, shooting a nun in the back, blowing up churches across Iraq, in Kuwait. Abu Ghraib, we've only heard about American soldiers there doing stuff. You did not hear about the women that were raped and the dogs that were used and the heads that were blown off and the torture that was done for hours upon hours. Rise of an Ancient Hate. This week is going to be a tough week. This week's going to be tough information. And I want to bring to light the concept that there is a growing hatred and consensus, and we're seeing little breaking out, little spurts of this. And though those thousands and thousands of believers in Texas had their churches burnt down, it's no little thing. You're talking millions of dollars. You're talking about lives. And you're talking about somebody who targeted. Now, it's going to be interesting down the road whom they find. I've got to read you something tonight. You're not going to believe. And I ask for permission to post what I'm about to read to you. And the reason is because, well, the individual that sent this, I believe, is very knowledgeable in their Luciferian agenda. I don't use that word lightly. I don't use it as a cliche. See, I've dealt with those who know that they are Luciferian. They know that they're committed because they believe Lucifer is a light bearer, a bright and shining one, the one that's bringing the secret knowledge, the one that will change the world, the one that will come and oust God and kill Christ, etc., etc., etc. You got to understand, as I've listened to these individuals rail over the last number of years, over 20 years, they believe he will win. They believe this new order is going to come and it's going to be a glorious reign, as did the Nazis believe in a Third Reich, a 1,000-year reign of that ideology that would have eliminated the race of Jewish people worldwide, that would have then attacked believers in Christ worldwide, set up pagan religion, and create half-bred or hybrid super soldiers with Nephilim Aryan blood. It was in the science of the Nazis. It was in the developing technology of the Nazis. It was in the spirit-led synchronicity of the entire movement. The Levensborn Project creating super godlike men and women that occurred, some say 400,000, 800,000. Listen, they're in their late 60s. They're all over the planet. And they had babies. Well, the agenda, we all know, continued. But I want to read to you, and I was told not to speak the person's name that's claimed to this. So I'm going to read you what they say. I'm going to give you five things tonight, but I'm going to read number one, what they say. Okay. Number one. Even in their holy books, they knew there'd be a day for an apocalypse to wash their gods away. Predestined savagery and sacrilegious bliss. The serpent regains his garden, hear his deadly hiss. Godless, we are gods. Now, I want to stop again. Title of this is called Godless. And I'm reading to you what I believe is a person that understands the Luciferian cause. I could read to you out of the Church of Satan book by Blanche Barton, where it's called Rage Satanus, and the drum beats of the rise of the Satanic Order, and the lions, and the arenas, and the need to destroy Christians. But this was a new thing sent to me by somebody that I don't believe they copied it. I believe they wrote it. And this is the kind of content. So I want to take time to read it slowly. I'm going to post it in the second issue newsletter later on this month with a response to it. What I'm reading to you is that concept of an ancient hate, the rise of an ancient hate, and here's what it goes on to say. It's entitled Godless, and I'm quoting, quote, even in their holy books, referring to the Bible, of course, even in their holy books, they knew there'd be a day for an apocalypse to wash their gods away. Predestined savagery and sacrilegious bliss. The serpent regains his garden. Hear his deadly hiss. Godless we are gods. Synagogues are burning, churches engulfed in flames, crosses pointing south. These lands we will reclaim. No more refuge in the bosom of their Lord. Neutralize skeptics who doubt our blessed hordes. Godless we are gods. Science kills religion. Its grimoire is technology. Seceded from the cults of worthless deities, symbolic metaphors are used in replace. Gazing in the mirror, we see our true God's face. Godless, we are gods. Get the picture? Go back to Genesis chapter 3. Godless. Get rid of God. Chuck God. Walk away from God. We are gods, small g. The offer in the very beginning was to chuck God, godless. And the promise was an evolution through secretive knowledge. Secret knowledge of the ages, eh? That man can evolve to becoming gods. At the end of the story, the belief of the Luciferian is an evolution to godhood. The Nazis believed in godmen. The Gnostics of the early church that opposed Christ and the real body of Christ believed that through the initiation spiritually that they could somehow, through special hidden knowledge and through an incremental approach, an evolutionary approach, a spiritual development, they could become deity. The New Age movement, the largest spiritual counterfeit movement in the history of Christendom, believes in the spiritual doctrine, a spiritual evolution to homo lumos, or to homo deity, to the spiritual development of humanity to godhood and changing the face of humanity and history forever. In the rise of that doctrine, it is inseparable from the agenda of globalism, and it includes the cleansing of anything that contains God's presence, the Spirit of God. They realize God's manifest presence in the world through believers is a massive, massive hindrance, block to their onslaught, and to the Luciferians listening right now, to the Satanists that monitor the show, to the black nobility there three buildings over from the Vatican in Rome that has been downloading our messages concerning the infiltration of the Catholic Church and the black nobility, concerning the infiltration of the church in America. And I mention now the infiltration of Satanists in the police in Russia. You must understand a spiritual war is raging and manifesting here and there, even behind the breakdown in environmental occurrences. Decay is occurring. I've said again and again and again, and I want you to think through this. Now listen, there is a corresponding occurrence here. The broader the manifestation of demonic presence in hundreds of millions of lives worldwide, the broader the manifestation of satanic presence in lives, in places, in the air, as doorways are opened, there will be a corresponding rise of the spirit of Antichrist, of an antagonistic, an ancient hatred, where kings, nations, and peoples will take their stand. They will be motivated by a raging hatred, a blasphemous, cursing, fists in the air, vulgar, mocking, defiant hatred that says, as Psalm chapter 2 predicts, let us throw off their chains. It's about taking their stand ultimately against God. Its final and pinnacle evolution is Armageddon. Oh, we may be years away, I don't know, 7, 10, I don't know how many years away from Armageddon we are. But I can tell you the underground structure has been being built for some time. And the hatred that burned down churches all over Texas, and who knows whether that's over, or the ritualistic cult crime or occult crime that occurred with Pastor Daniels in Oklahoma. Not to mention Catholic churches across the United States where thousands of children, boys and girls, who are now in their 30s and 40s and 50s, that have finally come out to say about the sexual abuse. What they haven't told you is that much of it, if not most of it, is connected to satanic ritual abuse because of the infiltration William Kennedy in Lucifer's Lodge gives some of the exposure, and we've dealt with it for many years. Now, I'm saying again what they say. Let me just read the first part of this again, just the first part. Again, from someone that understands the Luciferic cause, the rise of this ancient hate, the coming physical war, the coming chaos and bloodshed, I'm going to tell you right now what I've listened to for many, many years. Demons raging through people. High-level, high-complex cult chosen ones that are highly trained in assassination, warfare, weapons, infiltration, most of which are right now riding it out as sleepers. When they engage us, and when we engage them in a power encounter, an exorcism, you should hear them blaspheme God, Christ, cuss, scream. You should see the filth and hatred and declarations that come out of their mouths. They are looking for Christian blood. They believe in a day coming that will be beyond all satanic revels and demon revels, the rituals that occur in the summertime. They believe that this anarchy and this chaos they'll bring out into the field will be a culture-wide satanic ritual, not only released by manifest satanic presence, but will summon and open the door for even more manifest satanic presence. When that day comes, it won't be 8 churches burning. It may be thousands of churches burning. It may not be just a pastor in Oklahoma that is ritually murdered. The goal from their own mouths, thousands will be slaughtered. They are targeted. The sleepers are waiting. These are the words that come from one of them. Quote, even in their holy books they knew there'd be a day for an apocalypse to wash their gods away. Predestined savagery and sacrilegious bliss. The serpent regains his garden. Hear his deadly hiss. Synagogues are burning, churches engulfed in flames, crosses pointing south. These lands we will reclaim. No more refuge in the bosom of their Lord. Neutralize skeptics who doubt our blessed hordes. You see, the concept for them is they believe, as they've been created, by the hundreds of thousands waiting to be activated and unleashed. In an encounter with one of these chosen ones that we believed slaughtered a 14-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl during satanic revels and then demon revels, about 12 years ago here, just about 20 miles away from me. As we engaged the case, the man showed up at my house again and again. He knew the weapon used in the torture of the 14-year-old girl and the 17-year-old girl. I received a phone call from the police to come to a house because phone calls were coming in. Screams, blood-curdling screams you can hear on the other end. Law enforcement tapped the phones, and they had me wait until the phone rang. They gave me the phone when this Satanist with a high German accent claiming they needed to cleanse the chosen one. And you would hear screams, blood-curdling screams. Eventually, that very day, as I engaged that person on the phone, they hung up. They showed up 40 minutes later. The individual who had sub-personalities, demonized personalities, the very kinds of anti-God, pro-antichrist personalities I'm talking about, right in front of five police officers, quickly, powerfully attacked me. Took me three blows to break his grip off my neck as I rebuked him in the name of Christ. He fought then with the officers, and they brought him to the ground and leg-chained him and arm-chained him and held him down. He would come in and out of it, fighting, go back to his normal self, and then a manifestation of demonic presence through a sub-personality with German accent leaned up off the ground and screamed out these words in front of the officers and all the other people engaged in that living room. The ancient hate poured as this demonically charged voice said, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth. We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Well, at that, the officers grabbed him by his legs and arms, tossed him into a police car, took him to the local hospital psych ward. Eventually, he was let loose and is still out there. I can tell you about 4 million cases of individuals whose personalities through trauma were split. They've been to satanic rituals. They heard the ancient languages. The shedding of blood. I should read to you the lyrics of Joan Baez' song in her remembering satanic ritual abuse. You see, if it's one story or two, it's one thing, but then thousands and hundreds of thousands. And everybody in the underground, and all those counselors and psychologists and pastors working with these satanically, ritually abused individuals from the 50s on, all know one thing. There's more out there, intact, waiting to be used, than the over 4 million that have ended up in psych wards, counseling centers, or those who have sought help. Rage Satanus is their theme. When Jesus said 2,000 years ago that he would build a church, a body, and the gates of hell will not prevail, I'm going to tell you right now, barring the nation of Israel and its future purposes that God has in the coming of Christ, it is the only thing that cannot be destroyed, but will be. As in the early days, there'll be a vast attempt Let me mention a few things. I've said what they said. Number two, think back of the early church. And even in the book of Acts, even when it comes to Stephen, think about the hate without reason. Because someone believes in Jesus Christ and preaches a message that says, God loves you, and Jesus has come to give his life for you, and God offers forgiveness and the gift of indestructible immortality, and God wants you to come home, and God calls you and summons you to come home to Christ. What's wrong with that message? How could anybody be embarrassed with that message? Yet there is antagonism and hatred, a goal to silence and suppress. In the early church, the empire of Rome, under its emperor worship blood cults, there was a critical mass. They were killing believers. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read about the history of the emperor of Rome having a coin made. Didn't say in God we trust. You know what it said in the coin that this emperor made while he persecuted and killed and slaughtered and martyred Christians? Fed them to the dogs, to the lions, and hung them upside down on crosses and burnt them. He had a coin that was made that said, the Christian religion is dead. Wasn't too long after that Rome, the empire of Rome, was dead. God said, Romans 16:20, he would soon crush Satan under the Roman believers' feet. Rome came down because it was a manifestation. It was the epitome of self-exaltation and godhood that the fallen cherub seeks to offer. And where his manifestation is broad and deep and wide, you can be sure persecution will be there. Number three, you can read Fox's Book of Martyrs. You can read the sequel, By Their Blood. You can read about believers in Sudan and around the world. More believers in Christ martyred in the 20th century than in the entire history of the church. Number four, read about Marx, Karl Marx, and Satanism, and the Russian atheists under that regime that tortured horrifically believers. Well, listen, we've run out of time tonight. We're talking about the rise of an ancient hate. We hope to see you Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. The title, An Ancient and Real Hate is Burning, Luciferians Declaring Their Day. We'll tell you more. If you don't know Christ, I urge you to come to Christ. Believers, stand strong. Keep us in your prayers. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.